Welcome back to the basement yard. Whoa.
Whoa, dude.
You just took over intro duties.
Damn, my bad.
This is your show.
I didn't. I always wanted to try it.
Go ahead, do it. Go ahead, do the intro.
Now I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
All right.
Don't be nervous. Just talking to your fucking mic.
I'm sorry. I got nervous and pulled away. I got a little nervous.
Angle your mic up, you dumbass.
Here it is.
There you go.
I've never been the host.
You're a fidgety bitch. You know that?
Welcome back to the basement yard. Me and Joe here. You always do that little pause. Yeah. How's everything going, Joe?
Everything's going good, Dan.
Here's why. I was waiting for that.
And here's why.
That felt so weird.
What?
Like
doing an intro?
Yeah. Like you do it.
You want me to do another intro?
Yeah, like how you do it.
Welcome back to the basement yard.
Yeah, but for real though, don't give me that half-assed shit.
Oh, sorry, Spielberg.
Let me see it.
I need all of it.
I want all of you. Come on.
Do it more. Welcome back to the basement yard. How's it going, Danny?
See, that's harder than people think.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
We're not.
But how have you been?
Good. Well, not great, actually. The telephone poles keep exploding outside of my apartment.
All that footage has been fantastic.
Oh, yeah. The people that have seen that on my Instagram, it's been super hot in New York City, and I guess the Transformers can't handle that because there's a telephone pole literally outside my office window, and it fucking exploded like a couple days ago. And then like two nights ago, I was walking to the bathroom and I thought kids were setting off fireworks in the street, and it was just one of the power lines just sparking, and it fell and it was fucking going crazy.
And I
tore up the whole sidewalk.
And the other thing is like all fried out, whatever that's called. What is that called? The thing where the little man's there and then a hand.
Oh, like the signals for the crosswalk
or
whatever?
Yeah,
that all burnt. It burnt because it was on fire. It was insane, dude.
And you were saying that they parked all the way up here and they had to like let it just die out?
Because I think they have to wait until they cut the power.
If you stood under that, would you have died?
Under what?
Like what was falling on the ground? Because if it hit the ground, it'd immediately go out.
Yeah, no. I mean, you wouldn't have died. Why would you die?
Is it like fireworks? Like how like Goldberg used to stand in fireworks? You know? Like,
yeah.
Would it be like that?
I don't know.
I never understood how he did that. Goldberg's a wrestler from when we were kids.
Yeah.
And he would walk out and he would stand in his fireworks. And then he would breathe in the smoke from them and blow it out of his nose and go,
"Bah!" Yeah. And he beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, and he killed everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Because you can't put water on an electrical fire.
No.
You're supposed to put, like, foam on it. I'm serious.
Who has foam laying around?
Well, the firemen.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, you had, like, we're supposed to have
foam. Am I going to go in there and, like, get my shampoo and make foam? Fucking.
Put, like, water balloons of foam at it?
No, it's like, I'm pretty sure that's what you're supposed to do is, like, shoot foam on it.
Okay.
Because water is a conductor.
Yeah.
So it would just make it fucking worse. But they stood here in the street and they were shooting, like, water at it.
So they were doing the wrong thing.
No.
Or
I think
it was foam.
But that was after they like waited.
Oh,
but it was sparking.
Well, the day before that, it was all smoking from there. What? Smoking? Why did I say it like that?
I don't know.
Picking a blanket.
No, but it's been all fucked up. All the things, and I didn't lose any power, which is kind of crazy. And my car was parked under the first pole that like exploded. So after they fixed that, I parked my car under it. I don't know why. And then this started happening, and then I was freaking out. Like, every hour, I'd wake up and look out my window. I was like, is my car still there? Because I don't know if this thing's going to explode again.
Yeah, that's not fun. That's not fun.
No, it's not great. You know what else is not fun?
What?
There was a funny story that I saw in, like, TMZ of this rapper, Young Dro. Remember Young Dro?
Yes.
From
he had a
Shoulder Lean, I think?
Yes, a Shoulder Lean. He did have a couple
Let me
songs.
See your belt, left and right. That was a good song.
Yeah.
But Young Dro got arrested for throwing banana pudding at his girlfriend or something.
Good.
Is throwing banana pudding a crime?
I guess it's assault with a edible weapon.
Is that assault?
Yeah, of course. I think if you throw anything at anyone, it's assault. It's
All
just
right.
funny that it's banana
spitting
pudding.
At someone is an assault.
Yes, it's considered assault, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you can't just go spitting at
me. Let me tell you, I'd rather someone throw banana pudding at me than throw their spit.
Oh, banana pudding is delicious. That's probably why it was a crime. Because someone's like, how dare you waste this banana pudding?
Yeah.
Banana pudding is great. And when they have that wafer in it.
And imagine calling the police because someone threw a banana pudding at you. Like that 911 call?
I don't know if she like called. Like
it'd be very strange. It'd be very strange like to be like, hey, so you need to get over here right now. My boyfriend just threw banana pudding at
me. I'm covered in beige goodness.
And I fear for my life.
Yeah. What color is banana pudding?
Maybe she was allergic to banana pudding.
No.
Can you be allergic to bananas?
You could be allergic to anything, I think. I don't think there's rules on that.
You know what I hate when the doctor asks you if you're allergic to any medications? It's like, I don't know.
You would know. You've taken medication.
Yeah.
But you hate when they ask that?
But it's like, I didn't know that you could be allergic to medicine.
Of course. People can't take amoxicillin. People are allergic to latex, can't use condoms.
That I know.
They're raw dogging.
But that's like an actual like physical thing, I guess.
So is a medicine.
Yeah, I guess. The coating probably.
Or whatever. Dude, amoxicillin. People can't take that. And that cures like everything.
That's trash.
Imagine having a latex.
Do you have
allergy?
Any known allergies?
Cats.
And that's it.
Yeah, and one time when I fucked up my leg and I went to the emergency room, the lady there was like, "Do you have any like allergies that I should know about?"
Yeah.
And I was joking around. I was like, "Cats." Didn't laugh. Like, I thought I'd get a giggle, because obviously she's not asking me about those type of allergies. She's asking me about medication.
Okay.
But I was like, cats, nothing.
Not even a giggle.
No.
I hate when you make jokes at, like, things like that and they don't laugh.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, your leg's not fucked up. Mine's fucked up. I'm making a joke. Laugh. Sympathy laugh for me. You know what I'm saying?
I remember one time I was in the emergency room and I hurt my knee or my elbow. Something at the gym. And I remember I was there with Alana and I was like, yeah, I got the old ball and chain with me. Like joking. And the doctor just like didn't laugh and neither did Alana. And she actually got very upset. She was like, I can't believe you referred to me as that, as such. But I'm going to read the statement of Young Dro.
Oh, he made a statement?
Well, no, this is just what TMZ says.
Oh.
All right, so law enforcement tell TMZ Young Dro was arrested on July 5th for allegedly throwing a plate.
Wait, who puts pudding on plates? That's arrest that man.
Yeah.
That's
now
terrible.
I see why. And also, how do you throw a plate? Like, yeah, aerodynamically, like, it doesn't work.
Yeah, what is this, like you're a clown in a circus and you're throwing a pie?
Yeah.
Who puts banana pudding on plates?
I would beat the shit out of a clown if he pied me at a thing.
Oh my god, dude.
I would wreck that fucking clown.
Do you know how quickly I could beat up a clown?
Easily.
Without question. First of all, your shoe's way too big. I'm more like agile.
Yeah, you can't fight dressed as a clown. It's not going to work.
No way. Unless you got that water squirting like flower pin. Do they still have that? Or is it like an 80s thing?
Like quack, quack, and the one that like shoots out water?
Yeah.
Old fucking clown face bitch.
Yeah.
We're told the two have been arguing over money, but things got heated and the food started flying. With both sides launching whatever delicious items they could find at each other. So they got arrested for food fight?
Nice.
It's kind of sexual.
A food fight?
Yeah. I'm fuck on top of all that food after that.
When was the last time you had a food fight? Like middle school?
Yeah. I didn't even do it in high school.
Nah, high school is too old to have a fucking food fight. Food fights are kind of dope.
But I love how there's always like a fat kid and there's like that has to yell food fight to make it official.
Yeah, there's like
food fight. Yeah,
he has to, and he's got like a sandwich in his hand.
Yeah, it's not official till a fat kid on another table that didn't even start it yells food fight.
Yeah, he's got to climb up there real slow though because he's a big boy.
Oh yeah,
and then
yeah,
he goes
yeah.
Food fight, and then someone just absolutely demolishes him with applesauce
because he wants it the most. Because he's getting like 7 or 8 lunches now.
Yeah, yeah.
You just got to catch him.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is tough to do, man, during a food fight. There's a lot of condiments being thrown, a lot of ketchup.
Oh, yeah. It gets ugly.
A lot of stains.
Yeah, it gets ugly.
A lot of stains.
Cops were called to the scene, and despite the fact his girlfriend made it clear she didn't want to press charges, they arrested him anyway.
Could be but it's an assault, I guess.
He's now facing 2 counts of misdemeanor battery and family violence. I didn't know family violence was a crime.
Well, I mean, violence against your family seems like...
Yeah, but I never heard that, like...
Term?
Yeah. You're charged with family violence?
Listen,
my parents would be in jail, son.
Both my parents would be fucking a lot of family violence back then.
Hell yeah. Put him under the jail.
Yeah.
He's still in jail, too. According to law enforcement, because he's being held on child support contempt as well, he owes $41,000 in back child support. Needs to pay $10K to be released from custody. You can't get somebody to pay $10K to get him out of there? It's Young Dro.
I don't really know about Young Dro's financials. I just know that one song from like 2004.
Shoulder Lean.
Yeah.
From leaning your shoulders, throwing pudding.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? The food fights were pretty fun. Like a real one. In like some of them would be little ones, but when they would erupt and the fat kid would sing.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, I don't know if he sang.
Food fight.
It wasn't like an opera singer. Imagine.
Food fight. He throws
one of those rectangle pizzas.
he's in like a fucking perfectly like pressed tuxedo too. He emerges like out of a hole in the floor. That'd be fantastic,
dude. I would love to have a food fight.
Do you think you should be a like
for throwing food?
Yeah.
I mean, if I could get thrown at a stranger, listen, I should be able to peg people with food in my own home.
That's what I'm saying. The privacy of your own home, you should be able to peg each other.
Unless
with food.
There's some family violence, but if it's just a like a pudding violence, I'm okay with pudding violence.
Yeah, pudding related grievance, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a warning. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey guys, keep it down. Getting some calls about some pudding flying around.
Yeah, like let's keep it down. Some of the pudding had, you know, gotten through the cracks in the walls and gotten into the neighbor's living room. All right, call the cops because now you're hurting other people's property.
Yeah.
But if it's staying within the confines of your kitchen and or living room.
Yeah.
Throw that pudding.
Putting it up.
Yeah. If I'm.
Yo, you ever get that when your eyes just twitching for no reason?
What the fuck just happened to you?
My eyes twitching. You ever have that where your eyelid just twitches?
Yeah. I mean, that's called a twitch.
Yeah, but why is that happening?
I don't know. You ask like a Greek person, they'll say like, oh, it means that someone's thinking of you or some fucking shit like that. I swear to God.
They always have some tall tale.
Dude, I hate when people have stuff like that. Like, you ever like go to sneeze and someone just has all these random like recipes to
mention? Oh, yeah.
Oh, stare at the light and say watermelon. I'm like, I'm not going to do this.
Stick your tongue on the roof of your mouth. What's that one for?
Brain freeze.
Dude, also, it's that. Like when people are like, yo, when a bird shits on you, it's good luck. I was like, nah, a bird just shit on you.
Or a bird shit on me. Yeah. That's all that happened.
Bird shit's so weird.
What?
Bird, like actual bird shit.
It's weird, like what? Like it's just the like, taste?
No. It's just like how it's like white, but like also like green. And like has like a little nugget.
It does
have, you know what I'm saying?
It's like an egg.
It is like an egg.
But it's got a brown yolk.
It's got a brown yolk.
But what's all that white?
I don't know. Why do they have white shit?
I don't know. It's very strange. Also, doesn't dog shit just like eventually turn white?
Yeah, but those are like phantom shits. You don't see those all the time. Those are rare. Those are like rare Pokemon.
But I also think you used to see those shits more back in the day. Like I feel like that was like in the 90s, dogs were shitting white and now they're like shitting regular color.
Yeah, their shit has evolved a little bit.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I think it's the diet.
And it's kind of weird that, yeah, that too, could be. It's weird that dogs shit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because it's weird because their shit looks like our shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a pigeon shit doesn't look like our shit.
Yeah.
You know, a squirrel, like a deer shit.
I've never seen a squirrel shit.
You ever seen a deer shit? They look like little chocolate chips.
Chips?
You never seen a deer's poop? They're little pellets.
Yeah.
They look like chocolate chips.
Yeah. Oh.
What'd you say? Chocolate chicks?
When you said chocolate chips, I was thinking like potato chips.
Oh, no.
I was like, what the fuck?
Chocolate chips. Deer poop looks like chocolate chips.
Yeah. They're like...
Yeah, why do they shit like that? That's a big animal. Shit fucking hard.
You ever see elephant shit? Like when they shit, they like wag their tail and they spray it everywhere.
I know.
That doesn't seem...
And why do monkeys throw their shit?
I mean, they're assholes. They're monkeys. They're wild.
You think they just do that because they're bored?
I don't know, man. I'd be pretty entertained if I could swing from trees and like do all that cool stuff. I also don't... like. Why would I shit in my hand?
But they do that.
I know, but they're not worried about like getting a sore throat or something? Can monkeys get sore throats?
Yeah,
I'm sure. Can they get strep?
Yeah.
Or is that like a human thing?
I don't know. They're pretty much us.
Yeah, but I've never... Listen, if you shit in your hand and you're throwing it, we've seen many a monkey pick up shit and throw it at humans. Yeah. You know? And you're telling me they're not going over and washing their hands with Purell.
No, that they're taking dirty shit hands.
Yeah, and then they're walking around. Like, there's poop. There's a whole world is poop.
Nest of poop.
It's just a big poop.
Yeah.
And if you eat with those hands, how could you not get some sort of like infection here?
But we probably eat with poopy hands all the time. We probably have more poop on our hands. We live in New York City, dude. There's poop everywhere.
Yeah, but I wash these mitts.
Yeah, I do too, but come on. Poop's going to get there if it wants to.
Yeah, but not like, you know, eventually you shower every day, you wash your hands.
Right. I get as
monkeys
don't do
that.
Yeah, they don't do a good job of getting most poop off.
Yeah, and they like eat lice off of each other's heads. What is that?
I don't know. And they can like use sticks.
Yeah, they use like chopsticks.
Yeah.
And they jerk it. Yeah, I went to the zoo one time and a monkey was beaten off.
Yeah, they fucking jerk hard.
Yeah.
They'll shoot a rope on you.
I was like super young. They what?
They'll shoot a rope on you.
Oh, they can ejaculate like.
Yeah, they could shoot ropes.
I didn't know that.
That's why you can't. You got to be careful.
You've seen a monkey.
I've seen a monkey come, yeah.
Where?
At the zoo.
Came on you?
It didn't come on me. I wish.
You wish?
I mean, I wish I got to see it come on somebody, not me.
Oh, okay. I thought there was some monkey fantasy here that you were wishing you were getting hit.
No.
You were the bullseye.
No. Those days are over.
Oh, there was a time in your life where that would have been something that excited you?
What do you think, what animal do you think would be the best, like...
We're going to skip over that, or like, I just want to make sure?
Not sexual partner. I'll come back to it, but I don't want anything to come on me.
Wait, you're asking me what animal I want to fuck? Cause this
No. Not animal you would want to fuck. Oh, what animal you think is, like, the best lover?
Oh, who's good at, like
just, companion.
Just fucking, or, like, good, like, to love?
Both. Just, like, the best companion. Like you would want this, like, to be, like, yo, like, that's, like... That's my girl right there. Like, she holds me down. Like, a great companion.
I don't know. I like watching otters swim together.
Otters are cool.
I'm saying? They do the backstroke.
And she, like, they hold the babies and float. That's
hug
cool.
And stuff.
That'd be a good companion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hug a lot.
Yeah. I'm afraid penguins, of horses. Maybe? Horses' dicks are just, you know, not cool.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to get... If I was a horse, I wouldn't want to get fucked by a horse.
You know what I didn't know? That all race... I had to skip over that.
What? Race horses?
What? No. I heard all race horses are men. Male horses.
I don't know. That's a rich old white guy sport that I don't really know anything
about. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're all male or not.
I don't know.
I don't know if I would want to date a horse, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Because
it's like, if the smallest thing goes, if the smallest thing happens to you, they have to like kill you.
Yeah, you like break your kneecap, and they're like, "Well, just kill it,
just kill it."
Yeah, it's you like know? Jesus, dude.
Like, I'd rather be with an animal that I know could get hurt a little bit, you know, but like still like protect me and like tear me up if he needs to.
Tear you up,
you know? Yeah, like, you know, I don't want to be like. You ever see those gorillas fuck?
Yeah, I would never want
to
get fucked
by a gorilla.
The one
that's on top, she destroys that cock, dude.
Oh, they ride.
Look that up right now.
Wait, I thought
you've never seen the video of the gorilla fucking the shit out of the other gorilla.
Where would I see this?
On the internet, dude.
No, I thought that the whole animal kingdom was like just doggy style.
Dude, these monkeys, fuck, she's riding the shit out of this fucking gorilla cock, dude.
Damn. I never knew that. I didn't know that could happen.
She got a fucking fatty on her, too. Like, she's riding that thing.
Okay, we don't know how old this monkey is. Let's relax.
That's true. How old can gorillas live to be? I'm going to look that up, too.
Just to be safe?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Gorillas having sex. I believe they were gorillas.
I mean, they have to be. You can't really confuse a gorilla. It's not just going to be on YouTube.
Yeah, it is.
I've heard just like...
Oh my god, dude!
I gotta see her destroy the.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, dude.
She is riding that dick.
Yo. Yo, this.
You've never seen that video?
No, man.
She's destroying that thing. Yo, she's spelling coconut. We gotta talk about that, too.
This gorilla is.
Taking it.
Banging this, dude.
Hell yeah.
God.
I would come in 2 seconds. If a human did that to me, not a gorilla, I'd probably come out of fear if a gorilla did that to me.
I've never come out of fear in my life.
You're not doing it right.
What, am I getting scared bad enough? Oh my God. Oh my God.
But yeah, that
I've never seen that video. That is out of control.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that was wild. She was really getting after it. I honestly felt bad for the guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it looked painful. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
She was getting hers for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Wasn't there like another video you wanted to show me or something before we start? Oh, Peppa Pig.
Yeah. So there's like a famous video of Peppa Pig.
Which, by the way, I don't really know anything about Peppa Pig.
I don't either.
It's like a cartoon, I think. Yeah. But it's a pig that looks like a cock.
Yeah.
Like an uncircumcised soft penis. That's what Peppa Pig looks like.
I can confirm.
All right. I mean, a little more pink than...
A little more pink than mine, for sure. Mine's more from like a South American region. Somewhere with sun.
Somewhere with a lot of sun, yeah.
All right. So this is a famous video of Peppa Pig who wants to learn how to whistle.
Wait, is this the right video?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. This thing is a penis.
It's 1 minute long, so it's not...
What's wrong, Peppa?
I can't whistle, but everybody else can.
Never mind.
Said cunt.
Cunt.
And didn't see it.
Yeah.
I'm making cookies. Would you like to lick the spoon?
No, thank you, Mummy. Can I ring Susie Sheep instead?
Okay, Peppa. Hello, Mrs. Pig. Hello, Mrs. Sheep. Peppa, talk to Susie, please.
What? Hello, Susie.
Hello, Peppa. What are you doing?
The fuck
I'm
is this?
I'm learning to whistle, but I can't do it yet.
That sounds hard.
It's impossible. Can you whistle, Susie?
No.
Oh, good. I mean, that's sad if you can't whistle.
The show sucks.
That's good, because I can't whistle.
What's whistling anyway?
You put your lips together and blow. Like this.
Hello, Peppa?
Just fucking banged it on her. What'd you do?
The fuck was that? What are you playing, the soundtrack on this thing? Wait, what the hell was that?
She just bangs it on her because she gets jealous that she can whistle, so she just hangs up.
Yo, what is that show?
I think kids shows where animals do human stuff is weird.
But that's not an animal, dude. That's not a pig. That's a cock.
Oh, did you also see what Peppa Pig's height is?
Height?
Yeah, so...
Like 3'2"?
No. Well, it's not even close, actually. I don't know who made this official, but Peppa Pig's height is 7'1".
7'1"?
Yes.
What fucking pig is 7'1"?
I have no idea.
You ever see pigs?
Yeah.
They're kind of like old men ball sacks.
Yeah, see, Peppa Pig, height, 7'1".
Yeah, it's a little too high.
That's a little too high for a pig.
Way too high.
But, like, how tall is a bear?
Tall as shit.
Because, like, if they stand upright...
Get off the phone! This kid's been on the phone the whole episode!
I just want to see how tall a bear is.
Fuck a bear's height!
You liked that video of those gorillas having sex. You were happy you saw that.
Yeah, that was cool.
I just want to know how tall a bear is.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I'll put my
he
phone
he wants
away.
To know other stuff, too. He needs all the answers. Now we're a factual show. Go ahead. How tall?
How tall is a bear? Whoa! Okay, so a giant panda... can be 2 to 3 feet tall. That's it. A polar bear could be 5.9 to 7.9 feet. A polar bear could be 8 feet tall, dude.
Yeah, man. They're fucking
huge. That's
insane.
And a brown bear could be 5 feet tall.
I thought brown bears would be taller than that.
I thought so, too.
But they're fucking scary. I actually saw a video on Twitter of this girl. She's, like, filming outside of her deck door or whatever. And there's a bear like coming down the driveway.
It sounded like dick.
No, she did not have a dick door. But the bear comes onto the deck.
Yeah.
And she just has a glass. Well, it's the front door actually. And it's just like the glass door and then your regular door.
Yeah.
And I'm in my head, I'm like, shut this fucking door, you idiot. But the bear, I was going to say the dog, the bear walks by and then there's a window open. And but it's not, it's like open this much.
Mm.
So the bear like sticks its head through.
And oh, starts, like that weird like tongue thing they do?
No, no, no. They stick. He sticks like his snout through. What was that?
That's kind of like what a bear sounds like.
And he like bit the blinds.
Ooh.
And she's going, Margaret. And then the bear like moves the thing with his head and climbs into the house.
Oh my God.
And they had to book it out the back door. Dude, if a bear is coming down the driveway, lock the fuck down.
Have you ever seen that bear eat that deer in that guy's backyard?
Bear eat a deer?
Yo.
I can only imagine.
The sounds that this deer is making.
Sexual or like crunching the bones?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, deers?
Very weird animal. Back to their poop and the voices they make.
Very ugly sounding things.
Yeah. So
you know what I'm saying?
So the bear, if people that haven't seen it, a bear.
I've seen a deer get eaten, though, on like Discovery Channel.
A bear is in these people's backyard that it catches a deer in someone's backyard.
Yeah.
And it's fucking it up. And the guy's just filming it, and he's like, oh, fuck. Because like every time when it's like,
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out there and fight the bear.
So you hear like its bones crunch,
and
then it just goes, and the guy filming just goes, fuck. What are you going to do, break a bear up? Like, you know?
Yeah, break that fight up.
No, you can't, dude. You gotta let nature take its course.
No, I know. That's why I always feel bad when you're like, you always feel bad when you watch Discovery Channel because you're like, oh man, these eight cheetahs are chasing this giraffe, but then the giraffe gets away and you're like, all right, cool. But then like the baby cheetah dies and you're like, fuck man, I wish they killed that giraffe. Like, you're never happy.
At least throw a rock at it, something. Yeah. Like scare it off. But another thing that's weird too, I saw an alligator eat a turtle.
I saw that too.
And it is insane. It literally just goes.
Yeah, and just snaps the shell. That turtle was probably like, yeah, good luck with this one, you idiot. And then just fucking crushed the shell.
It's crazy because you see the alligator with the turtle in its mouth just like sitting. You see like the little turtle legs hanging out the side.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, whenever I decide to eat you, I'm going to do it. And then just blood goes everywhere.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to Florida in a couple months too. Like.
Stay away from the alligators.
Yeah, man. The place that we're staying at has a pool in the backyard, but one of those cages over it.
Oh, yeah, so alligators.
Because alligators just jump in your fucking
pool. Yeah, probably.
Dude, you know how many times... You know what? I mean, I think it's mandatory to have them.
I thought you were
going to
say how many times I've like almost gotten eaten by an alligator.
No, but think about how many times that's almost happened to people where they don't even think about it, and they just jump into their pool in the backyard, and there's a fucking alligator at the bottom.
Yeah, I never thought about that. That's probably fucking... probably happens a lot more than we think.
That's
yeah.
probably why it's like mandatory to have those cages.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're going to write you up. You don't have an alligator cage.
Yeah, because these motherfuckers are out here sitting in the bottom of your pool waiting for your dumb ass to jump in with your fucking polo bathing suit.
You ever see like a... Remember when like frogs would get in a pool?
Love frogs.
And like you'd like try to catch them?
Yeah.
They're so hard to catch.
Yeah. You know what I used to catch all the time? Salamanders.
Yeah.
They walk like fucking idiots, dude. I love salamanders.
Yeah.
They're
cool
so
looking.
Dumb. What do they turn into? It's like a newt, tadpole, salamander.
Charizard.
Butterfly. I don't fucking know. No, but they like turn into
iguana? Chameleon. Yo, chameleons are crazy.
Yeah. Yo, animals are fucking sick.
It's
some
like,
of them.
It's like, yo, if I lay here long enough, I'll become it.
I will be the color.
That's crazy, yo.
What the fuck?
Imagine if humans could do that.
If I could just fade into the background.
Like if you laid on your couch long enough, you just became gray and blue.
Just looked like the couch. That'd be insane.
There's something that can do that. That's what shows me, like, yo, it's things are limitless. Like, nothing would shock me anymore.
Or, like, there's a, like, certain octopus that can turn into, they do the same thing. They can turn into, like, the floor of the ocean.
Oh, I thought you were saying that because you put two hands out. You were like, yo, there's an octopus that could become, like, two octopus. I was like, I think it's just two octopi.
Two octopi. They have, like, eight hearts or something too.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that'd be a tough final boss in a video game, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, something with eight right, hearts. You'd have to pause the game, go get some water.
Like, dude, I got five hearts in, this thing won't fucking die. But it's crazy. Like, we talked about that fish, that angler fish with the little thing. Yeah. I think a chameleon's a crazier. animal.
Come a chameleon.
Can't stop the shining.
Come and go. No, yeah, they're wild. And when they got the tongue, and they grab shit, I love frogs doing that,
that's insane.
I love that. That's my favorite thing probably in the animal kingdom.
And it's weird how there's the Venus flytrap, that there's a plant that eats bugs.
Wild. I think I had one in my house growing up.
No.
Probably not.
No.
But I like to think it was.
You know what's weird, though? You know what's weird?
Yeah.
Praying mantises.
Are they poisonous?
No.
Because we saw one.
What you're thinking is you're not supposed to kill them. I think they're endangered.
Well, this was like way when I was like young. Like I was like 6, 7. Keith was like a bug extraordinaire, dude. Like,
doesn't surprise me.
We have pictures of me and him laying in the front yard, like in the dirt, and like playing with like worms and bugs and like just whatever.
It's weird how like more courageous you are as a kid.
Yeah, we just weren't. We were like, oh, yo, it's a fucking a raccoon. I'm gonna go pet it.
Like roly polies.
Roly polies used to always just be like, roly polies. Now if I touch one, I'd be like, eh.
What's that bug that's like a? You press it and jumps in the air.
What the fuck?
There's a bug.
That you press?
Yes.
Like a button?
I'm sorry. But there's a bug.
That you press? A cricket?
No.
I would love to know what you're even typing.
Bug push down pop up. There's a bug. Someone will know it in the comments because people are
they know everything.
Yeah, they know everything. And they have the power of Google at the time when they listen. But there's a bug that you could press down and it pops up. Yeah.
Like that game of Trouble?
Yes. That's what it's like. Yeah. I always wonder how they built that.
It's not hard. See?
Do it. No, but like a chameleon.
What was your favorite animal growing up?
My favorite animal growing up was... it was a bird. I can't remember what kind of bird it was, though. No. But it was like a falcon. It was like a famous falcon.
A famous falcon.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was though. I can't remember the name, but I remember it was like a famous falcon. But my favorite animal now is an elephant.
Michael Vick, work done.
Yeah.
Famous falcons.
Algie Crumpler.
Algie. Whoa.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that name in
no
years.
One's gonna know who Algie Crumpler is. That listens.
Algie Crumpler is the man.
Yeah, he was the man. But. Yeah, I know it was some kind of a bird. It wasn't a bald eagle, but it was a falcon of some sort.
We had mad shit in our house at one point. Like, we had...
Like animals?
Yeah, remember I told you we had birds and Keith
iguanas.
Had lizards and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't have an iguana, but Keith had this thing. It was like a... I don't know. It looked like one of those lizards in fucking holes, like at the end that were like all over the fucking treasure chest or whatever.
A bearded dragon.
Yes! It's not a... It was a bearded something.
It's a bearded dragon.
A bearded barley. Out on the bearded barley.
Yeah. No, my niece had a bearded dragon named Mr. Gibbons.
And yeah.
Who's dead now. Rest in peace, Mr. Gibbs.
Oh, the dragon?
Yeah, the bearded dragon's dead.
But we had this like pirate ship thing. I don't know if I told you this last time. We had a pirate ship like toy.
Okay.
And we would put like a bunch of army men on it, like G.I. Joes.
Okay.
And then we put like the lizards on it.
I'm digging this.
Just to wreak havoc, to be like, oh my God, giant lizards.
Yeah, I'm like, fine. Those lizards had no idea what they were a part of.
No, so here's what happened, right? And this is like something that happens with these things, and it was fucking scary because we all cried. But so we had this ship, and we had a bunch of army men on it, and then we put the lizard on it.
Okay.
And obviously the lizards over there, like, you know, being a lizard, like, all right, knocking this guy out.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we start, you know, we got to fight back. We're the G.I. Joe. So we're, you know, we're shooting bullets at this thing. We're not actually shooting. We're shooting bullets.
Yeah.
But we're like, oh, yo, he's going to. And then all of a sudden, this thing detaches from its tail and its tail just starts whipping.
Whoa.
And it just starts whipping all the things everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they shed their tails.
When they get scared.
Yeah.
It's like a defense mechanism.
Because people try to bite that, so they release it and get out.
So he released his tail, and then the tail started whipping shit all over the place. And then me and Keith are like, oh, fuck, we cut the thing in half because we don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you guys probably freaked out.
Dude, we were freaking. But it's honestly, I'm not entirely sure about... What are you looking at?
There's a guy outside who's dressed he's just dressed kind of weird.
No, I don't know. He looks like the guy in the Welch's grape commercial. know the guy when they're standing out in the field of grapes, and he's like, "Look at these Welch's grapes." He looks like that guy.
He looks like a fucking grape farmer.
Yeah, he does.
I couldn't stop looking at him. I'm sorry. Oh my god, it's exactly what it looks like. 100% corn core grapes.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's exactly what it looks like. I'm sorry, but the tail was wagging. You guys thought you
cut
it off.
Yeah, so we thought we killed it. And I honestly don't know if Keith was scared, because he might have just known off the bat, like, oh, she's playing defense right now, you know? But it was scary, dude. I thought I killed this fucking thing. But then it just didn't have a tail, so I had to grow it back.
That's another crazy thing, too, that reptiles could do. They could regenerate.
Just growth. Yeah, like Wolverine. Octopus do that.
You know what's weird about humans is that... I thought I had to burp louder. That's why I didn't want to burp into the mic.
It's like,
is that how nails regenerate?
Why?
Because it's like
hair regenerates.
Yeah, like we have some regenerative facts. Like your liver can regenerate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like parts of it can regenerate. It's just weird that if like we cut our finger off, though, that won't regenerate.
Yeah, it'll just become a nub.
It just becomes a nub. Like we got some cool shit we could do.
Yeah. Yeah, but they have all the cool stuff.
They have all the amazing things.
Like all their limbs. Like they'll just be like, oh, I lost my arm, I'll get it back in like a month.
And like, how do alligators can hold their breath for so long?
Yeah. Forever, I think.
Yeah. Or like even like polar bears, can't they hold their breath for mad long too?
You're asking the wrong girl.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Keith knows all this shit.
Does he?
He was super into
animals.
He's just
like a plethora of like unknown animal facts.
Yeah, like our favorite thing to watch was Animal Planet, like Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel was so much better as a kid.
Like every night was Planet Earth, basically. Like that show everyone watches on Netflix, like it was like that every night.
Planet Earth's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like that's some of the greatest television I've watched. Especially if you have a good TV.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you're high even if you're not.
That's what I'm saying. Like it would be a great show. I've never done this, but I can only imagine that show is incredible when you're high.
Oh, when I was a kid, I used to smoke a lot of pot and watch the first fucking Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like that was a thing, like my friends would do. And I used to not smoke weed that much, but my friends would be like, yo, you have to blaze and watch Planet Earth.
Yeah.
And once you see like a fucking butterfly born, like high, Spire. It's never the same. It's unreal.
I know. It's crazy what the animals are. Yeah. Okay, pull off. All right, I gotta get these. All right, it's crazy.
But what was your favorite animal before you get into that growing up? I liked Clifford the Big Red Dog too a lot as a kid.
Not a real animal. I'm gonna get back to you on that. All right, the first ad we have for today is for Stamps.com. Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer, whether you're a small office sending invoices or an online seller shipping out products, which is what I used to use it for. When I was doing a merch business and I was shipping everything myself, I would use Stamps.com because it's just so easy. You can do it from your computer, 24/7 access to it. You don't have to go wait in lines or anything. And you save time and money, okay? Because with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail, not to mention it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. And right now, our listeners can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in basement. That is stamps.com, and enter basement, okay? Stamps.com, people. If you're shipping anything, definitely get on that and use that. Get the code. Next, we have Postmates. Postmates is basically your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. If you don't know Postmates, you must be living under a rock. It's a very popular thing. But it's an app. You download it, whatever you want. You're craving like ice cream or Ben and Jerry's. We almost used it the other day. We're like, yeah, we got to get some Ben and Jerry's in here.
Oh, man. Oh, I got a bone to fucking pick with you, by the way. God damn it.
Keep going. I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. But no more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates has the app. You type in what you want, and then someone brings it to you. And it's just great. Within the hour, by the way. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code BASEMENT. That's code BASEMENT. For $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anytime you need anything, whatever. Just download Postmates. Again, the code is basement. And lastly, we have No Bull, which is a footwear, apparel, and accessory brand for people who train hard and don't believe in excuses. And don't let the simple design fool you. No Bull's gear is built to perform. I have two pairs of sneakers that I used to train with No Bull. One is like this bright red pair. Fire. Okay? And they're very well made. But it's got multi-environment design built for wherever your workout takes you. There's trainers, runners, and there's also apparel. The shirt that I have, very breathable. It doesn't stick to you when you sweat. I mean, I get in there and I get after it, I sweat. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
You're a sweaty boy.
I'm a sweaty boy. So they have some of the most comfortable apparel for the most uncomfortable training. Okay? And like I said, you know, I've said this previously when we did a No Bull sponsorship, but one of the things that I think is inspiring and motivating in a way is when you buy new stuff so you could start working out. So when you decide like, yo, I'm gonna start working out, you need to buy new stuff.
Look good, feel good, train good.
Yeah. When you get new gear to work out in, you're like, all right, I'm gonna go now. Yeah. You know? Start out, try No Bull. So for simple, durable, and functional training gear, visit nobullproject.com/basement. Again, that is nobullproject.com/basement. Spelled nobullproject.com/basement. All right, there you go. Go get your training gear, peeps. All right. Proceed with yelling at me.
Okay, so me and Joe hung out. What was it, Friday night?
Friday night. And I just
got paid.
Money, money, money.
That was a great song. Who's on No that, Strings Attached. Yeah, No Strings Attached. Yeah.
No Strings Attached. Oh my God, that music video.
I knew that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. Scat, scat. There was always something like there and like a big like power chord. But
yeah. Scat, scat.
So Friday night, we went out to dinner. We hung out, just being friends. And we decided, hey, it's a really hot night.
Oh, and was it?
It was terrible. It was like 112 degrees. They said it felt like outside. Yeah. Right? So we were like, oh, man, let's go and get Ben and Jerry's. We couldn't find any Ben and Jerry's. Then we were like, you know what? There's a Pinkberry around.
Danny almost walked, like, crushed a door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I walked full speed into a glass door at Walgreens.
Almost shattered some door. Oh, God.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I walked right into a glass door. It was great. So we get back to my apartment. We're like, yo, let's order some frozen yogurt. Fucking sucked, by the way.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It sucked. Sorry, Pinkberry, but it sucked.
Yeah, which I've had great experiences with them.
I've had fantastic ones.
But this wasn't good.
It wasn't good. I think it was too hot to get it delivered because it was just fucking like mush, kind of.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah. I ate a whole tub of fish food, by the way, the other day. We'll get into that, but...
Oh, dude.
Not actual fish food. Fish, the band. Ben and Jerry's.
I was like, why are you eating fish food? Are you that hungry? Like, what's going on?
So, yeah, we're hanging out. Joe, I could tell, doesn't like it because immediately he's like, I don't like it. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
That's how you could tell.
Figured it out. He doesn't like it. So he leaves. I go to bed. I wake up the next day and I go into my kitchen and I'm like, oh, it kind of smells like old milk in here. This kid left the yogurt in its cup in my sink. No water, nothing, just left it there out overnight in my 112 degree fucking kitchen. It smelled like an old man's asshole when I walked in there.
Oh, man.
Why did you do that?
All right.
Are you one of those people that like doesn't throw empty shit?
No.
This guy just walked into my kitchen, goes, I don't want this. Walked into my kitchen, just left it in my sink, and was like, you know what? Daniel, take care of that.
No, that's not how it went.
What happened. It was a full thing. You took two bites of yogurt.
I took a few bites. It was mostly...
Fucking chocolate chip soggy shit in there.
Chocolate chips.
What else did you put in there?
Those were M&M's.
M&M's. Whatever. They were gross. Yo, it stunk.
Yeah, listen, I'll be honest with you, right? So I did that because I walked in there. I was like, I really don't want this. But I didn't know what to do with it because I didn't want to put it in your trash.
Freeze it. That's what I thought you did.
No, but I wasn't gonna eat it, and neither were you.
Yeah, probably.
So I was like, I didn't want to put this in your trash because the same thing would have happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. But I was like, you know what? And I'm not gonna pour it down your drain. because I felt like...
Where else would you put it?
I don't know.
It's frozen yogurt. Just run some water. I hate when you have to run water on stuff and it breaks into little pieces.
Yeah.
But eventually it'll go down. But that's the thing.
There was like a bunch of toppings in there. So I was like, oh, I don't want to do that because there'll be a bunch of shit in his sink.
And you don't want to clean the drain.
So I just put the... I put it in your sink, but I remember when I walked away from it, I was like, I got to get that before I leave because that's not like whatever. I'll just like let it melt and then pour it down and like hold it.
Yeah.
So that I don't get like the shit in your
sink.
Yeah,
of course.
And
yeah.
Then just didn't do it. And I forgot about it. So this I just kid didn't left do a it.
Fucking medium sized old hot yogurt in my fucking sink.
Oh, God, that is too funny.
And I don't know why I didn't text you to begin with, but I was just like, you know what? I'm going to bring this up on the show, this motherfucker.
Oh, man, that is so fucking funny.
Dude, we were so hot. Like, the way we were sweating was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was insane. That was some of the craziest heat. That was like, see, Vegas isn't even that bad. Because I go to Vegas, and it'll be like 108 degrees, but it's not that bad because it's dry.
Yeah.
But when it's humid as hell, and it's 90-something on top of that, I'm just pulled.
Like, I don't know how, like, people, like...
Live in Orlando.
Yeah, or, like, train in that, like, that type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, go... Like, I saw people running. I was like, what's wrong with you people? You know, like, that guy, David Goggins?
Yes.
That guy is insane.
He's a savage.
But, like, he'll, like... He's like, I'm out here because you're a fucking piece of shit. I'm like, all right, thanks, Dave.
I'm out here because no one wants to be out here, so I'm going to be out here.
Yeah.
And sometimes... You gotta, like, be uncomfortable with your... I'm like, whoa, man.
Actually, it's a very good David Goggins.
Thank you.
I'm not afraid of shit.
So, there's a post on his Instagram. He doesn't have a whole lot of posts, so you can find it, but, I mean...
It's usually him running sideways, yelling at someone.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you! I can do this if I want!
I used to be 400 pounds, now I'm 5 pounds. Yeah. It's like, yo, you're ripped up, man.
Yeah, but like, you're angry all the time.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's just a mentality that takes over and then you become a different person, which I'm never going to be that. But
no way.
That guy, though, he put up a post that I was like, whoa. Like, when you read it, it gets you amped. I've read it multiple times. Like, I have it saved on my Instagram so I can go back and, like, read it. But he talks about Hell Week because he was a Navy SEAL.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that post.
Dude, he talks about... So he was a Navy SEAL. And Hell Week, for people who don't know... I believe there's like an 80%
quit rate.
That yeah, like 80% quit, and the remaining 20, like not all of them
make it. Because you still have to like pass a certain like yeah. thing.
And that is just absurd.
Don't you like sit in water like on the ocean
for hours?
And just
and it's freezing. You lay there on the ground like this with your arms with like your whatever yeah. your bros, and the waves just come and they crash over you for hours, 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 hours. And it's freezing.
I'm good, son.
Yeah, it's wild. And you exercise like crazy. And I believe during Hell Week you run.
Like with a log for like 4 days. Yeah, like something ridiculous.
It's like, I believe it's like 7 or 8 days. And then, yeah. But you run like 10 miles a day.
Yeah, if anyone that's listening has been through Hell Week, can you please like DM us and tell us like what your Hell Week was like?
And also don't. Fight me?
Yeah. And also don't take it out on me, please.
Yeah. But he put up this post where it was just like, because I think that was Hell Week for people who are training to be Navy SEALs or whatever. Okay. So he put up the post and he was like, your Hell Week is coming and like blah, blah, blah. What are you going to do when your body is broken? That's something he loves to say, by the way. Your body is broken.
I'm like, my body's all right. It's not great. It's not broken.
But though. it's just like a very crazy way to think that. After putting your body through something like that, it probably feels like my entire body is broken.
Dude.
So it's like, what do you do when your body's broken and your teammates are quitting on you and you're freezing and like whatever, whatever. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck you're going to do, but what I do is I look up to the sky and I ask for it to get worse. And I'm like, holy shit, dude.
That dude is a gangster.
Yeah, he's been the hell and back.
He was talking about running in the heat wave and he was like, I'm out here running. God drove by me. He looked at me. Turned around, came back, asked me a question. He goes, what the fuck are you doing out here? He goes, I'm out here because you're not out here.
Yeah.
And I was like, one, this story's made up. And then I said, two, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, man.
The only reason you're running is because other people aren't running.
Yeah, man. It's just one of those things. So sometimes that motivates people, man.
It's like, you look out, yo, there's nobody running. I'm going to go run then.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this is the one day of the year that people are like, don't do it.
I wish I could be that motivated.
There's, but you...
To be like, yo, it's 100 degrees, nobody else is out there, I'm fucking going!
I mean, yo, when you're a Navy SEAL and you're just like a savage.
You're already a savage.
You also, that's your entire mentality, like, anyway, like, oh, there's a giant war going on and like shit going on over
here. I want to go.
Yeah, no one wants to go. I'm going.
Yeah.
And then you just handle your biz, man.
Fucking heroes. People are crazy.
They're just like, that's something. That's something wild, man. But that dude, I think he ran a race once that was 100 miles.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
That guy's insane.
Yeah, I believe that was him. He ran a race that was like 100 miles. I also heard that because we were talking about like the marathon and like whatever with my family and whatnot. And
are you still gonna run it?
Yeah.
You are going to die.
I'm gonna die. Yeah. But there's these two.
I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna dress up in a costume.
My brother's best man is like a very big runner. He's ran the marathon and
white gentleman.
His wife, his
wife was great.
His wife also is a runner, and she's like they're both a part of like the Nike running team or whatever.
Right, white lady, great people.
No, she's actually Hispanic. I think. But they were telling me stories about how there's people or there's this guy that they know that ran a marathon. And turned around and ran it again.
Holy fuck.
In one shot.
See, how is that humanly possible?
Dude, that's 52 miles.
That guy should win the marathon.
That guy should not have to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
I'm glad we get to watch you.
And what about the guy that runs the New York City Marathon every year barefoot?
I saw that, man. Oh, there's multiple people that do it. Dude, you gotta see the characters that run this thing.
They run right by my apartment.
Yeah, when I lived in Long Island City, that was the year my brother was running it, so we went out, and it was actually raining that day. And we went out,
I remember.
And we were standing on the side, and there was a guy dressed in, like, he looked like a monk. And he was barefoot, he's running. I'm like, dude, you're not worried about staff or something.
Also C-diff. Running New York, C-diff. New York City fucking streets, disgusting.
Gross, dude.
Running up First Avenue, I've peed in those streets.
Peed?
Yeah, you never peed in the street?
I've pooped in those streets,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Oh,
I have not pooped.
The other thing about...
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I was driving on the highway the other day, and this, and I was driving by, and this car pulled over. Like, I could see it. It was, like, 100 yards away. Pulled over.
Door open, shitting.
Door open? No, not shitting. But a little kid came out, and he was, like... But he was, like, not that little.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, 8, so it felt weird that I could see it. And he just walked out, and he already had his pants off, and just walks out to the grass and is just peeing, not touching anything.
You saw his dick?
I didn't see his dick because he's like a little guy. But
when I was in Sweden, we went to like this place. No, when I was in Spain, we went to like this little like beach place, and it was like a saltwater pool, which is awesome.
Yeah, I was just in one this past
weekend.
They're
fantastic.
Love it.
So I'm talking to somebody. Who's sitting, like, they have, like, beds, you know, like, it's, like, rehab, like, in Vegas, how they have, like,
yeah,
beds
yeah.
and cabanas or whatever. So I'm talking to this guy for, like, a while, like, a couple minutes, and then, like, I notice he has no lining in his shorts.
You're seeing this penis.
Fucking dick and balls, just having this whole conversation. And me, it's like, I don't want to stop the conversation abruptly, but I got to get this cock out of my line of vision. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like...
Wait, were you laying down and he was standing up?
I was like this on the pool and he was above me.
Damn, you were like about to...
Yeah,
about service to... him.
Yeah, dude. Like, if it was any... Like, if he... Yes. He could have taken anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything he wanted. So I was like, oh my God, this guy's cock is really close to me. Like, I got to get out of here. So I literally... I push off the side and then just go into a back float. And so I could get out from under his dick.
And you were floating.
Oh, yeah. I'm an amazing floater. But in saltwater pools, you're going to float easier because of the salt. So I was just like, yeah, yeah. And just like went into a float. So I didn't have to stare
so at this guy's fucking penis.
Cock anymore. Yeah.
Damn. Dude, I sink very easily.
I could teach you how to float.
I can't.
Yo, all... The Spanish and tourists there, when they saw me floating, the whole pool was watching me float.
Because you were that good?
Because I was that good.
You know who's an amazing floater also? My mom.
Is she?
Yeah, she... My mom, in a 5-foot pool, can't touch the floor.
Oh, no, neither can I.
Because she's like, I just can't get down there.
No.
I'll just rise.
I'm amazing at floating. So many people came up to me. Ask Mika. So many people came up to me and were like, how do you do that?
What are you just like, your body's not even submerged? Just like,
no, like I'm like, you know, like how half a submarine is out. That's what it looked like. And I can do it with my hands like this and my legs crossed.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, yo, I'm telling you this, like 10 fucking people from other countries are coming up to me and asking me to teach them how to float.
How you do float?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you do that? How are you doing that? People were going like this under me. They thought I was like fucking David Blaine. Ask Mika. It was insane. So I taught all these people how to do that.
So how do you do it?
Can't tell you.
The fuck?
No, you want
to... Told a bunch of Swedish strangers?
What the trick is when you float is pretend like your belly button is attached to the sky. So what happens is you act like you're getting pulled up. Like, you know how Mary Jane dies in that Spider-Man movie? You know,
yeah.
Whack, like yeah, she goes yeah. like that, but her body is like stuck to the web.
Okay.
That's what you have to imagine like you're a puppet and you're bringing your belly button up to the sky.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
I don't know.
And lean your head all the way back. A lot of people put their head like this. It's like, look how they're floating. Just lean your head back.
So all I have to do is push my belly up?
Yeah. Push your belly up and you're good. You can do hands out to your side first and then I'll show you how to do that.
I can't do it, man.
Yo, I floated for like 35 minutes. Easily. I could float for hours in a pool.
So you theoretically don't need a, like a raft?
No. I would freeze to death before anything. I'm telling you, dude. I would die
of starvation.
I'm that good in water.
I got to see you in your element.
Yo, Mika couldn't believe. I go, yo, I know I could do the butterfly stroke. Like, well. And Mika's like, okay. And Mark is just like, all right. And his brother Monir is just like, yeah, whatever, dude. So we get to the pool. Mika's like, show us. Fucking just start. Whack.
Michael fell.
Whopping. And he's like, holy shit. I'm like, yo, I told you, dog.
That's a big Spanish butterfly.
That's a big Spanish butterfly. So I was like, yo. And then he was like, oh, shit. He's like, all right.
Very good. I thought you were full of shit. I thought you were full of shit.
Mark is like, holy shit, man. I did not know.
Holy shit, very good.
They were like, yo, that's fucking impressive. I was like, yeah, man, this fucking fat ass belly fool you. I can move.
Boy can float out here.
I can float and I can move.
Float like a butterfly.
Oh, I'm not stinging much these days. But what was your favorite animal?
Oh, I liked penguins.
Yeah, penguins are great. I like penguins. Great childhood animal.
I liked monkeys.
Monkeys are cool too.
Because they hug you.
Yeah.
I'm all about hugs.
If you could describe yourself as an animal.
Oh, I'm a monkey.
You're a monkey.
Yeah, man.
I kind of consider myself like a Zen bear, like a Zen panda. Like a very calm in the wild.
Like a sloth?
Like a sloth-like mentality, but like the shape of a panda. Remember we watched that video of that panda eating bamboo?
One of my favorite videos of all time.
That's a satisfying video. Just crap.
When you really, like, we know pandas exist, obviously,
of course.
Right?
They're not real, though.
But if you really look at them, you're like, this isn't an animal.
I know.
Like, there's a person in there.
And you know what's weird on especially pandas? Because their eyes, if they're white, they look weird. Like, if where it's black.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you look at a bulldog, right? You know how, like, one eye will be, like, the white side and the other side will be, like, the brown side?
Yeah, yeah.
The white side's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You know? That's why pandas are cute, because, like, you don't know where their eyes are, kind of. They look like the killer whales of, like, the land.
Kind of.
You know?
But they're, like, so soft and cuddly.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have the
attitude. I think they're dangerous motherfuckers, too.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I have, like, the attitude of a sloth in the shape of a panda.
Nice. What do pandas, like, do?
Just chill hard and, like, try to, like, not be extinct.
And they just eat bamboo. How can a fucking
like
bear...
Like a person, though, they're like... Krush.
Yeah, they eat it like a fucking stick of celery.
They bite the shield off of it, the skin.
Yeah.
And then eat it.
Yeah.
Like a fucking carrot. It's awesome.
Dude, animals are just, like, are just...
Yeah. What kind of animal would you think I am?
I would say like sloth.
Like a slothy guy?
Yeah, like a big sloth.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, You know, sloths, they just don't really.
Yeah, like, I'll get there eventually.
Like, how can that animal not gain some speed over the years and, like...
They don't need it. They're just hanging.
Yeah, but, like, no one's going after sloths.
I would say... I'm trying to think of what you would be.
Don't they have, like, big-ass nails, too? Like...
Yeah, they do. Big, long ones.
But, so, has to be...
I'm kind of getting a beaver vibe from you.
I'm a beaver?
Yeah.
A beaver?
Yeah, a busy beaver.
A busy beaver?
Yeah.
I'm a busy beaver?
Yeah. I'm getting a beavery vibe.
Why am I giving you a beaver vibe?
I don't know. There's something beavery about you.
Is it my teeth?
No, it's not your teeth.
Is it my...
You don't have beavery teeth.
You saying I got a long, flat ass?
That you do kind of have a flat ass.
Not a long ass.
No. Is there such thing as a long ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I got to see a long ass.
I got a couple aunts and uncles. They got fucking...
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I know what a long ass is for sure. Yeah, man. Yeah, like something white about person. You, like, beavery.
I'm not a beaver, man.
Nah, because, like, you could build, like, you could do stuff, like beavers build things. I feel like you could build stuff, like...
What?
I feel like you have, like, a good, like, oil, like, something in your glands is, like, expensive, like, beaver oil.
Is beaver oil is a thing?
I think so, like, they're beaver glands.
I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
Where did you buy that? They sell us at, like, Dick's Sporting Goods or something?
Yeah. They sell like beaver oil. You're a beaver.
I'm not a beaver. I'd say I'm a monkey.
I don't think you're a monkey because monkeys are reckless.
No, they're like lovable.
Yeah, but they're like I don't know. Beavers, I feel like, are smarter than monkeys.
No.
They build dams.
That's they just dope. Pile shit.
That's cool.
They just
That is cool, man.
But they just pile stuff and it becomes
are
a dam.
You going to tell me that a fucking, I don't know what they call a group of beavers. A band of beavers? All right. You're going to tell me that a band of beavers building a dam isn't cool?
It's not
Tell me that's not cool.
It's not that cool.
You're nuts.
They don't build like concrete dams that's holding up the whole river.
A beaver in a hard hat would be so cute. But like, I'm not. They're not building, but they do them naturally in nature, dog, so they can fucking live.
Yeah, but how's that different than a bird creating a nest on the top of a tree and then fights off other birds?
On top of a tree.
Seriously.
The water element. Birds don't got to worry about water and drowning and shit. Beavers do. A beaver can drown. You could drown a beaver.
Yeah, but they're good swimmers.
Yes, yes. And their tail is made for swimming.
What are you looking for?
What's a platypus?
It's a beaver.
Is a platypus a beaver?
It's a in the beaver family.
Okay, all right. No, there was something I wanted to show you on Twitter. I'm off the phone. This is something we were going to talk about. Always blaming me,
guys.
Linger.
Now you've been seeing it.
He's trying to make me out to be something that I'm not.
All right.
This is something. Oh, other thing I want to talk about. Jadakiss, the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ordered a pizza. Right.
This is news.
Just crust. He ordered just the crust of a pizza. You want to see the picture of it?
Can you even... What do you...
That's what he ordered.
Just the crust?
Yes. He ordered just the crust of a pizza.
Why?
Because he doesn't eat dairy. But wouldn't you just take the cheese off of a pizza?
Yeah, there's a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. He ordered just a crust pizza.
That is so dumb.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get breadsticks?
I don't know.
They literally had to take a pizza that they cooked and just cut it out.
Yeah,
and throw it out. And then the employees probably ate it.
Yep, probably.
Did you ever work in a pizzeria?
Yes, I did.
Did you crush pizza?
100%.
Every fucking day
it's probably 20% of why I'm built the way I am right now. I just never lost that fucking weight.
What slice would you get? I would get the same thing every single day.
Chicken bacon ranch slice.
Barbecue chicken slice.
Or
the grossest slices.
Buffalo chicken would always fucking get me too.
Well, I don't know if we had a buffalo chicken.
Buffalo chicken was good.
We had a barbecue chicken slice that was phenomenal. And then I would get like a fountain Nest tea.
Oh, fountain. Yo, for some reason, fountain soda is just so much better than like soda.
It's like bubbly.
Yeah.
And there's some like, it's like a little watered down, I feel.
Yeah, but I hate when you drink water from a fountain because you taste all the soda too, though.
It's like, I don't really feel that way.
Yeah, I feel that way all the time. I don't really feel that way. So this, I don't know what they do. Somebody, who is this? Somebody on Twitter, their name is Bijan Steven. He tweeted out, I'm curious, what's the dumbest idea you have that you nevertheless believe will be, if implemented, make the world a better place?
Did you read that correctly?
I did. It's a very confusing tweet.
Can I see?
I'm going to read it again. I'm curious. What's the dumbest idea you have that you nevertheless believe will, comma, if implemented, comma, make the world a better place?
Okay.
So some of them, I'm going to read some of them off and see if you would like
these ideas. Went viral?
Yeah.
Okay. What will make the world a better place? Go ahead.
Yeah. But you got to also remember that they're ridiculous. Like, they're not like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Crazy ideas that will make the world a better place. Go.
Okay. If you come to a complete stop at the bottom of an on-ramp, you immediately lose your driver's license. I like that one.
I mean, that's a little heavy.
But I hate when people stop, dude. I mean, you gotta cruise out.
You gotta just slow down and be like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah,
go,
yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Losing license is heavy. Yeah.
I do hate that feeling though of like, yo, is this guy gonna let me in or not? You ever have to fucking floor it at the bottom, like
every time.
Just like, this guy's not gonna let me in. All right. So that one's not bad. Your car horn is just as loud inside your car as it is outside.
That's amazing. That's a really good one.
That's a great one. I like that one a lot.
Because if you're going to use that horn, you should be able to get some of that too.
Yeah.
I like that. I rarely use my car horn. I don't really beep my car like that. People beep. People love beeping. These people should be shot.
I love the hood beep.
The hood beep?
Like if you would drive by people you know, like when you first got your license.
And you give it this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. The little boop, boop. Yeah, it's fine.
The hood beeps are the best.
If someone in front of you, if the light turns green and maybe they're looking at someone or they're talking to someone, you give them a, ah.
It's weird that beeps have different like languages. It's like Mandarin, how you could say things. Like if you project them a certain way, they mean different things.
Yeah, like a little, ah. This is me being polite. Like, hey, man, keep going. I'm not upset or anything, but, you know, turn your fucking head, drive your car.
If I'm in front of you and you give me a, huh, I'll give you one of these out the window.
Thanks.
My bad. Thank you.
Yeah.
If you give me one of these, huh, I'm like, all right, relax.
Yeah, and then the, ha, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking.
It just turned fucking green.
Yeah. Yeah.
That gets one of those.
When I drove to your house the other night and I was driving home, it was fucking midnight and there was traffic. It took me an hour to get home. It took me 20 minutes to get there. Dude, people were holding their horns.
And for what?
I was like, shoot them.
Yeah.
Shoot them.
There's nothing worse than people that do that.
The horn should cost money.
See, that's a good one to add.
If you're going to press your horn, depending on how long you hold it, it should cost money.
Yeah.
You should get a monthly bill.
It's like it's like roaming charges.
Like Easy Pass. You know what I'm saying?
Like that.
Whatever. Because if you go, eh, what is it? 2 cents. You're never going to know. But, hey, your fucking thing's rolling.
It's going to add up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, keep that meter running. You should be able to email or DM your doctor when you have a quick question. I like that.
I love that.
Like, you know, because every once in a while it's like, hey, listen.
I'm cool. But
I have like a 101. Should I stay home from work, you think?
Oh, I wasn't even... Why am I going to ask him about a fucking fever?
What are you going to ask him about?
I'd be like, yo, I got this thing on my shit.
Like send him a picture.
Of my cock.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, look at my dick.
Why did I immediately go STD?
It'd be cool, though, if your doctor just hit you back like, whoop, it's cool.
Yeah, it's like, nah, you're good, dog.
Yeah. All right, peace. You send him like a fucking like hands emoji.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, thank God.
That'd be awesome. If you don't use... A lot of these are car-based. I got a lot of people are driving.
I think they're like inspired by the ones before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you don't use a turn signal, your car doesn't turn. See, I like that.
I like it and that's I don't
safe.
Like it.
That's safe, though. That would make the world a better place. It would.
I'll be because honest with you.
Think about how many accidents happen from people cutting people off.
Yeah. But I also think that someone could like... still cut you off if they just threw the thing on and turned right away.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But I also, I gotta be honest, I don't use my my signal all the time. Like, if no one's around, if no one's behind me, I don't feel the need to use my signal.
And how do
I don't have to warn anybody.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, I
get
that. But
if I'm on the highway, anytime I'm on the highway and I'm changing lanes, I'm using my signal, obviously. If there's someone behind me, I'm using my signal. But if there's no one behind me, I'm not going to use it.
Yeah. You ever been on the highway when there's no one behind you and be like, where is everyone?
Yeah, sometimes when I
right?
when I drive to Connecticut and, dude, up there, there's like one light per quarter mile. So right. I'm like, it's fucking black back there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're just
there could be something chasing me.
That's what I'm saying. I hate that feeling. I'm like, yo, why is there no one behind me? Yeah, where am I going?
Did everyone die?
That's what it feels like.
Am I going the right way?
That's what it looks. That's, yo, it's so true. Someone says Twitter accounts should cost $5.
You could have that. Why? Why?
Do you think,
what is that going to
do? Do you think Twitter should be free?
I don't know. Instagram. How much would you pay for it?
Monthly?
Yeah.
$5.
No, you wouldn't.
Probably not.
You'd pay a lot more.
No, because here's the thing. If it meant, like, do I have the same followers that I have now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would pay a little more, for sure. But if I was, like, a nobody, that sounded really bad.
Damn. Remember when Danny gave me shit? He was like, oh, yo, you think you're like better than people? You
just I never that said up? That.
You said something along those lines.
No, you're making that
you
up.
Bastard.
What I'm saying is if I didn't have like
A following. Fatherwing.
Yeah. I was
a father wing?
I have a piece of my beard in my mouth.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been trying to get
it. So if you didn't have a following, yes.
I wouldn't pay that much to use it.
You think $5 is a lot?
I mean, on top of other things, like if I'm factoring all my pay services that I have, what's the most you would pay? Would you pay $100 a month right now with your following? You would have to.
Without question. That would be the easiest money I ever spend.
You have no followers.
Yes.
You would still pay $100 a month?
If I'm in this industry that I am now, 100% is worth it.
Okay.
Because it's the sense. Most prevalent platform. So it's like, if that's the one, people pay $100 for fucking LinkedIn shit.
You know what? I didn't think about that.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it's like $80-something a month for whatever that is on LinkedIn.
People pay like $20 for like YouTube Premium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, for Instagram, just because it's free, but it's like you got, this is the one thing.
Everyone has.
Like, honestly, if it was $50, like everyone would do it.
Do you think Instagram's ever going to go anywhere? Like, is Instagram like the be-all, end-all? Is it like the Google of social media?
Like, it's hard to say.
Like, do you think there'll be something that surpasses Instagram? Like, the next Instagram?
Yeah. Of course.
Damn, I want to meet that kid.
Well, dude, think about
just that thing.
Think about Facebook.
Yeah.
That was and is still the biggest one, but, like, Instagram's the most popular one.
Would you say that, like, Twitter...
faded.
...is, like, a subsidiary of Facebook?
They all are.
They all are, right?
Yeah. Dude, think about it like this. So, like
Facebook is the mount...
Well, this is how entrepreneurs think, right? So entrepreneurs, they see Facebook and they go, okay, here's a great product. Everyone's on it, like whatever. But what are the best parts of it, right? So there's the status update. There's the
Twitter, yeah.
Which is Twitter.
Yeah.
And then there was like, and that's all it was at first. People would be sharing statuses, people liking and commenting. So it's like, all right, we can create an entire social media platform off of that. And that's Twitter, you know? And I'm not saying this is exactly what happened, but I'm just saying this is like the entrepreneurial mind of how people think. And this is not something that I'm creating. This is something that I've like read about.
Yeah, please don't do it on air. Let's make this.
No, but no, I'm just saying this is how people think. It's like when you see Facebook at being such a massive thing, right? You're like, okay, what are the best parts of this? And you break it up into parts. And the first thing that was super popular was all the statuses, right? Which was sort of like what MySpace was, but Facebook did a better job of like kind of packaging it.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, so the statuses with comments and whatever is one part of Facebook, but it also has pictures. It also has, it didn't have video back then.
Your
but
wall.
It has like this and that.
Yeah.
Your wall. So they took the statuses that one point, and that's Twitter.
Right.
So it's just that. Yeah. So if you just wanted that, like this is Twitter, and then they had celebrities on it. I remember like Soulja Boy was one of the first people that were like really on it. So you could like contact celebrities like immediately. So it was just, you know, one of those things. And then Facebook eventually became pictures. Of like, here's
family.
The pictures of this, or like photo albums, and they started rolling out all these things of that, and then they did video where you can leave videos on people's walls and whatnot, and then they took just that and they put it, and that's Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Like, stripped it down, simpler is better. Yeah,
exactly. So it's when you think of like dumb inventions, of things where it's like, oh, this exists, but this is like a, you know, like a post-it, dude.
You could say even maybe dating apps came from that, from Facebook, because it was like relationship status. Now it's like, you don't have to worry if somebody's single now. Now you can everyone's single on
here. Yeah, and you can just find people. And when you think about it, like the thing that Zuckerberg did in his like dorm room, whatever, the face smash thing, is kind of like the same thing as Tinder.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you have people, who's hot, who's not. That's basically all it was.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's crazy how like all these things kind of derived from Facebook.
Yeah. I never really thought about it until like right now.
Yeah. Cause it's all just,
it's
like,
it's also because I learned the word subsidiary like 3 days ago.
But that, it's just crazy because so with Instagram, you know, there's no telling to what, you know, it'll be like with Vine. It was like the 6 second thing. And like, that was cool. And like the reposting or like whatever, blah, blah, blah.
It didn't last though.
I think it was though. I think it was still doing well. It's just, they made some bad moves. That app could still be around, in my opinion.
It's coming back.
They've been hearing that for a while.
Apparently.
But
it's called Bite.
I do think that any social media platform has the potential to be overtaken. I think it will be overtaken. Because people's, their thing like changes, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
but
what
I just feel like Instagram is like the one. And it's attached to Facebook now. So it's like,
well, yeah, Facebook bought them.
So as long as Facebook's gonna be around, Instagram's gonna be around.
Facebook will always be around.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they just buy everything.
Old people love fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
Old people kind of ruined Facebook for me, to be honest.
Why? They were always there.
No, not that. Not like that. Because remember, it was like, it was a social network for like your college.
Yeah.
You know, like it started with kids, and then now it's like old people like either talk about like Trump or like their grandparents.
It's
like
very
their
political,
grand-
yeah.
Yeah, it's like a very political place now. So it's like fucking wild and crazy. One more that I wanted to ask you about these things that would change. Every job gets an Oscar-type award show, including the likes of plumbers, teachers. I lost the tweet.
Well, whatever.
Whatever. I like that.
That's funny.
I think it'd be cool.
Do teachers have stuff like that? I think certain still, the Dundies, remember that?
Yeah, no, but it would be like on CBS.
I don't know if anyone
like Ricky,
would watch
like Ricky
that.
Gervais would like work like the teacher's ball or something.
And it would be like, oh, teacher of the year.
Yeah.
That's kind of fire.
And they would like show clips of you teaching. Like how they show like little mini clips of the fucking Oscars.
It's all dramatic with like music behind it.
And then another one for the ladies is that all dresses have to come with pockets. I didn't know that girls wanted pockets on their dress.
I thought they enjoyed the
clutch. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or just like a nice little handbag.
That's what I thought. I didn't know that they like
want
pockets.
Some pockets. Cut a pocket into that shit.
Yeah, fuck. It can't be that hard to make a fucking pocket.
Yeah, how hard is it to make a pocket?
Come on.
It's probably a little difficult.
Yeah.
Actually, not really. You just sew.
Cut a hole and sew it.
I can make a pocket. It won't be the best pocket, but it'll be a pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure your pocket making skills are fantastic. Are fantastic.
Which one would you do? Would you, if you had to create one?
Oh, we'll put me on the spot here. Oh, I got it. If you open a door for, or hold a door for someone, right? If they don't say thank you, they're not allowed access into the building.
This sounds like a personal vendetta.
Nah, it's just like, if I hold the door for you, and you know I held that door for you because you're walking through it, you got to say thank you. If not, because usually when you hold the door, it's to get to the other door. There's a lot of double doors for some reason.
Not always.
But there are, in cases that there are. Even single doors.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Say thank you.
In a double door situation.
Right.
Right.
One thank you suffices.
I was going to say, is this a double thank you?
Yes, a one thank you will suffice.
First door, second door.
Sometimes they hold the door for me. We both get one thank you out of it. I hold the first one, you hold the second.
Oh, that's an even exchange.
Yeah, but if I hold two, one thank you's good enough. Because now we're kind of friends towards the second door. Now it's kind of like, you have a good one.
So what about this, right?
Yeah, hit me.
We're walking into the same building.
Right.
There's a door. Then there's like a little like whatever room.
All right. You got
another door.
You mean like a little like lobby like hanging between the things.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Where you're waiting for your table.
Right.
So you open the door. You open the door for me. You hold it.
Okay.
I go, thank you.
Okay.
I walk up to the next door.
Mm.
is it fucked up if I do the open and hold it open as I walk through for you?
No. As long as your hand reaches back and touches the middle of that glass, we're good.
Are you going to thank me?
Yeah.
Now, what if I double did that? Like, what if I opened, held, you said thank you, and then I opened and held again?
100% acceptable.
Now, should I be expecting a double thanks?
No. Like, that could be like a quiet thanks. Like, I'm cool with that. You're making the conscious effort to hold the door for me.
Let me ask you another question.
All right. You just want me to say no to something.
I'm opening up the first door. I go through. I hold it down like this.
Yes.
I'm a matador.
There's no thank you.
No thank you, but there's another door.
You're saying that I've said thank you, though.
No.
Okay.
You know what? I'll put you there. You hold the door.
Right.
But as you walk through.
Right.
I don't say anything. Then we get to the next door. You do the same thing, and then I say thank you.
Works.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you addressed me at the end.
But I think you'd have a problem by the time you got to the second door of, like, this piece of shit. Maybe I'm not holding the door for him.
Have you ever held the door and someone just walks in and you just go, you're welcome?
I told you I did that one time. I won't do that again.
I do it all the time.
Nah, I don't like that.
I do it.
I actually held the door for some woman who had, like, a child with her. And she didn't say a goddamn word to me.
Yeah, well, she's a fucking piece of shit.
And I did, like, the whole, like, I see you coming. I opened the door and stop and wait for you.
Yeah, the real gentleman move.
Yeah, I was working that day, basically.
Yeah, I would have been like, fuck you, in my mind. And that baby, fuck you.
Grab the kid, fuck you.
Yeah, listen, have some common fucking decency. That's all I ask from people.
Yeah.
You know, hold the door for somebody. It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
I guess so.
Fuck you, man. Yo, telling somebody fuck you is so good feeling. When's the last time you told somebody just fuck you?
I don't know.
Was that, you know, you haven't like gotten into like any like
arguments?
Yeah, like just like every time, every once in a while with a stranger, like driving or like.
No, I honestly only have gotten into one bad thing while driving. Keith was there actually, but this guy, it was like, I was driving on a street. It was two lanes, and he got really fucking close to me.
Right.
And there was no reason for him to be that close.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo.
Oh, you gave him this one?
Yeah, because at
this
point.
This is the go-to. This means what are you doing?
Because I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. And then he started yelling at me like I did something wrong.
Could you hear him? Or was he screaming at you through glass like a fucking madman?
So he lowered his window and he was screaming. My windows were up. So I
That's
rolled
smart
the,
by you.
So I rolled them bitches down.
Oh, yeah. We're
yeah, because now I'm like, yo, you almost hit me. Like, yeah, I'm just driving in my
fuck
lane.
Fuck you.
And he got mad that I guess I complained or something. So he started hurling some threats through the glass. So I was like, you know what? We're going to get rid of this fucking barrier between us.
Right.
So I lower the fucking windows, mine and Keith's. And he's on Keith's side. And I forgot what I said to him, but he was like, I don't know if he said something about pull over to me, right? So I was screaming like, I'll fucking pull over right now and kick the shit. Like I was screaming at him. Like basically like, yo, just then pull your car. Like I'll fucking kill you. Yeah. Like I was so fucking mad at that point. And that was the only time, but the guy just like drove off. But I don't really do that. My sister, maniac.
She'll tell people to fuck off.
Dude, if Shannon is in the wrong.
She's the best.
If she's in the wrong, right? Yeah. And she's stuck in an intersection now. And she's surrounded by two monster trucks filled with bodybuilding men. She will lean out of her window and go, you guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
You idiots.
She got balls.
She's crazy. Yeah. I was like, Shannon, one day someone's going to step out of their car and fuck you up. And they're going to be in the right. Like, you're crazy, dude.
I do that. The last time I did that was I was getting outside. I was getting out of an Uber in front of my apartment building. And the guy just stopped. And someone just starts banging on it. On their horn. The guy behind him.
Yeah.
Yo, I get out. I go, yo, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'm getting out of the car. And the guy's looking at me and like I thought he was getting ready to come out of his car. So I took one step like towards the front of the car. Like, I'll get busy right here in front of this fucking shit. As soon as he saw that, I think he kind of like scurried off a little bit. Like, he didn't think I was going to be serious. But I thought he was coming at me. But apparently he was just like getting out of the way. But I was ready to pop off. Telling somebody to shut the fuck up is a great feeling.
Dude, there was actually one time. I don't
like
know.
If it's a just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. There was one time that I was driving.
I got to tell you a great story, too. We keep going.
I don't know if I've told this story before. I might have. But I was driving, and I was behind a cab, and it was driving so slow. Like, you ever be driving behind someone, you're like, oh, they're obviously looking for a spot.
Yeah.
Or
they're old as shit.
And you're just like, oh, my God, dude. Like, just go. You know? So this cab is driving very slow, and I'm just losing it. And I'm like trying to hold it together because I don't like blowing up like that.
No.
But then I started to get really fucking angry, like in my car. Like, I'm not going to yell at the guy, but because I know I'm like unnecessarily angry right now.
Right.
But I'm like, why is this guy driving so slow? And then he stops the car completely in the middle of the street. And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Then he gets out of his car to let the people out. I'm like, what is this guy doing? Opens the door for the person. I'm like, yo, who the fuck? Because now he's blocking the other lane.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, what is this guy doing?
Was he like an Uber driver or something?
Out of the back seat comes two kids and a pregnant woman.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I am such a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're like fucking fucked.
I was like, oh,
dead.
God. So I was like flipping out. I was like, yo, what is this guy doing? And he's like, dude, I'm doing the right thing is what I'm fucking doing.
So me and my mom went shopping one time. I was probably like 12 or 13 years old. We went shopping. My mom was like a layaway queen. Like, she was fantastic at layaway.
Yeah.
Like, I had so many bikes, like, three quarters of the way paid off. Like, it's amazing. But, like, so we parked one time. And my mom went to go park, and somebody zoomed in and took the spot. And it was, like, a mom and her two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Who were not particularly nice people. So I'll never forget it. The daughter says to my mom, snooze, you lose. I said, oh, yeah? I was 12, 13.
Oh, no.
I waited for them to go into the store. I came out of the store. I took a pebble.
No.
Yes, I did. I took a pebble. Unscrewed the front fucking car seat, the front, the little thing on the tire, put the pebble in there, and just let that shit.
Psycho.
To completion.
I thought you were gonna, like, keep their car.
You lose.
Damn.
Flatten that bitch's tire. Fuck you. I was a fucking asshole when I was a kid, yo. Especially when it came to my mom. Like, if anyone's gonna yell at my mom, it's gonna be me.
I told you when I think we've had the conversation on the show before where, like, if someone, like, hit your mom in front of you, what would you do?
Oh,
like,
my God.
If some woman hit your mom.
I'd beat the fucking dog shit out of her.
I tried to jokingly bring this up to my dad once. I was like, what would you do if, like, you know, a woman, like, hit mom?
Yeah. He would kill her.
He was like... he changed his tone. Because, like, it was a funny conversation. Then he literally was like... No, listen, Joe, I'm going to tell you right now. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, right. He's getting serious.
He's like, if anyone touches your mother and you're there, you have my permission to murder them.
Yeah, dude, you have to.
Yeah,
if I was ever in a store and, like...
I honestly dread the day that I have to, like...
Me too.
...be in that situation because I really don't know how to react because, like, I love my mom and it's just... It's also,
there's certain strengths. There's grown man strength and there's, like, defend honor strength. That you don't even know you have. And when you have to use defend honor strength, you're a fucking murder weapon. It gets to that level. Like, you see red, like, you don't remember what you did.
I think if someone, like, hurt my mom and they had an AK-47 pointed at me, I would just walk towards them.
Yeah, you wouldn't be afraid of
and
it.
And just rip up the bullets off. Bullets would just be ripping me up and I'd be like, I'm going to kill you still.
Just be like Luke Cage.
Exactly.
Just like taking
like
everything.
The Terminator.
Oh, so the other story I was going to tell you is my cousin, Daniel, one time, he was working with a moving company and they were going somewhere to a job. So you would have to drive to the job site, get in the truck, pack up, and then leave.
Right.
So he's driving with one of these guys that also is on the job. And they're in this particular busy part of Westchester that's, like, kind of congested a lot. So, like, they're going, and they get into it with another guy. Like, yo, fuck you. Like, no, man, fuck you. And they're in a convertible. My cousin drove a convertible Saab at this time. He's like, yeah, fuck you, man. Yo, fuck you. So this guy that he said, fuck you, just takes this oatmeal and throws it and hits Daniel in the head. Daniel had to drive all the way to work with fucking oatmeal dripping down his fucking face and into his clothes.
Rule number one, if you're going to yell at people on the street, don't have a convertible.
Don't have a convertible. Hit him right in the head, apparently.
Oatmeal must will come flying.
Yeah. But
yeah. Anyway, I think we need to wrap this up here, folks.
We have a meeting.
Yeah, we have a meeting. Let me say that.
Oh, before we wrap this up, are those dolphins or sharks? Sharks.
Sharks.
Okay. A lot of animal talk today.
A lot of animal talk.
A lot of animal talk.
Yeah.
Oh, the one last question that I wanted to ask you. If it meant, I don't know why I made that clear. My throat's been all fucked up. I'm a little scratchy. If we talked a lot about space in the last two episodes, but one question that I wanted to ask, and I didn't ask you before. If you could be the first person on Mars, go down in history as the first person to live on Mars, but the thing is you have to stay there for the rest of your life, would you do it?
Absolutely not.
You think
I give a shit about history?
I don't. But you would be taught like forever. Like you'd be like unforgettable, obviously.
Don't care.
I don't care either.
I'm not even gonna know. I don't give a shit. Who cares?
Imagine just like me being here like, yo, like welcome back to the basement yard. Joe's on Mars.
everyone like would be like, yo, that's crazy for like a month, and they'd be like, all right. Life goes on.
Yeah. You know what they should do? Like, people that are serving life in prison, they should make them go to space.
Why?
I don't know. Let them be, like...
explorers?
Like, yeah.
These people commit crimes. You want them to fly into space with billions of dollars of equipment and explore the universe for us? Let's hope Danny never makes any executive decision in his life. Because that is the worst fucking idea I've ever heard.
Yo, I got Mars rocks. I got Mars rocks. We'd be fucking selling shit up there at all.
Selling
that.
Pieces of the space station and shit. It's like, yo, I got an oxygen tube. It's from NASA. 500K.
Yo, listen. I got a quad.
I sold a whole rocket. Half price. $1 billion.
Yo, I got half of a spaceship. Fully furnished.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
like 65 bones.
You want people that fucking can't pull off an armed robbery to go and pull off, like, go find the water on Mars.
Is there any water there? Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, man. I'm taking a nap. Chill out.
Open my cot. Let me out.
Yo, why am I floating and shit?
Yeah, but... people in the comments, say if you would go to Mars or not, if it meant you can't come back.
Yeah. All the ones that say yes, I'm blocking you. So.
Yeah. That's that too.
Send them to Mars. What a maniac. Anyway, shout out to the Stank Podcast. Danny launched.
For sure.
A couple weeks ago. Got some episodes out right now.
We're number one, okay. We were number one, TV and film. All right. Okay.
Yeah, The Stank went number one on TV and film charts on iTunes, which is awesome. So thank you guys for the support for that.
We went number one.
Santa Gata Studios, we're starting a network. We have a team. We got three shows right now. It's a team.
It's we now.
It's a team. All right? We got The Basement Yard. We got Other People's Lives. And we got The Stank. So we want everyone from all the shows to kind of support all of them. We want to grow all of them at the same time and just create something really cool.
Number one.
You guys go check those out. If you don't know Other People's Lives, it's a show where me and my buddy Greg... we anonymously call people and they have like these wild things that they do. And you learn a lot about people because the whole idea is like you walk past people every day and they're strangers. You don't know their story. And now they could have like a really cool one. So these are the cool ones.
Yes.
And then The Stank that Danny does now with Frankie, that do movie reviews, TV shows.
All your nerdy needs.
You know what I'm saying?
And dirty deeds. Thank you.
So definitely go support that as well.
Thank you.
And yeah, Danny, where can they find you?
At Danny Little Priori on Instagram and Twitter, and at The Stank Podcast.
Yep. And you guys can follow this show at The Basement Yard on Instagram. There's a bunch of clips and whatnot on there. So go check that out. And that is all. See you guys next time.
We're going to Mars.